This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. All those who love it will eat of its fruit." Every relationship, whether it's with your wife, your husband, your workmates, your body members, people you know, family, every relationship will be built or broken by the power that resides in your tongue. You take a person that has wounds, and God said this about Israel in Isaiah chapter 1. But take a person who has wounds, bruises, putrefying sores, it says, and they have had so many things happen to them when they were young, and maybe they went through several relationships that didn't work out well, and who knows, some of the things people go through, some of them things are horrendous. And inside of them, they have all these wounds and bruises and so forth, and they even act it out. They even act out the pain that they feel. And so they're hard to be around. They're difficult to be around because they act out all this stuff, and they're not pleasant. They're kind of negative to be with. And then how do we help them? How do we help a person who has accumulated all of this wounds and bruises and painful things that have happened to them, painful memories and abuse perhaps that took place in their life? How do we help them? Do we criticize them, try to correct them, or do we edify them? And, of course, I think you know the answer to that. At least most of you will. It's edification. Criticism is not going to help that person. Pointing out their mistakes and trying to tell them that they got to do better and shape up in this area or that area, it's not going to help them. They've got too much inside that has been put there over the years, and criticism won't do it. And so Proverbs 12:25 says that anxiety in the heart of a man, causes depression, but a glad word makes it good, or a good word makes it glad. So anxiety in the heart of somebody, a person's got anxiety problems, and it's because they have a weak emotional structure, and that can produce something called depression in them. How do we heal it? We criticize them, we tell them to stop it, or do we edify them? A good word makes them glad. A good word changes their disposition. They were depressed, now they're glad. What made the difference? A good word. Not a word of criticism, not a word of correction, not a word of condemnation, nothing like that made them better. The only thing that made them better was a good word. In Proverbs 15, verse 4, it says, "Gentle words are a tree of life." Not harsh words, not condemning words, gentle words. It's a tree of life for people. A tree of life is a place you go when you want to partake of life. Words can bring hope, Words can bring joy. It can bring comfort. It can bring peace. And that's not just words from the Bible, but you'll be using those words to help people have joy and comfort and peace and hope and so forth. You can use words to do that. But you got to get out of the mindset that people need to be criticized, corrected, and condemned for what they are or for what they do. That will never, ever, ever help them. Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words to people can be like a honeycomb. And he's saying because it's sweet to the soul, the mind, emotions, and will, it's sweet. And it is health to the bones. It helps them heal. Those people with the wounds and the bruises and everything else on the inside. It helps them heal. Pleasant words. Words minister to the soul and to the body. Proverbs 25:11, a word fitly spoken, that means a word that hits the mark, edifies the person, lifts them up, encourages them. That is like apples of gold in settings of silver. It means that it can be as a beautiful gift to a person. Words, just words that you say to them, can be a beautiful gift to the person, just like the apples of gold and the settings of silver and so forth. That's like an ornament. It's an expensive ornament you'd give somebody as a gift. But the words, instead of that, he's saying words can be that. Words can be a beautiful gift to a person if it's fitly spoken, if it's the right words to say. Isaiah 50 in verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. The learned is somebody who's been educated in the Word of God. They've been trained. Educated in the Word of God, that I should know how to speak a word in season to those who are weary. To those who are worn out, they've lost the vitality for living, they've got no purpose in their life, and I need to know how to speak a word to them that's going to give them something. My words deliver things to people, just like God's Word delivers His life to us. Our words need to minister life to the hearer. How we talk and what we say. The learned have received Bible training, and instead of criticism, we employ creativity and encouragement for the person so that they can excel, so that they can be healed, so that they can be encouraged, so that they can be drawn closer. When a person is criticized, they will react at some point. You criticize somebody, they will react at some point. Maybe not now, maybe it'll take 5 years, maybe it'll take 10 years before they finally reach the tipping point where they've said, I've had enough. This happens, we see this happening in marriages at times. And, you know, he or she will say hurtful things to the other person. And they think it's a joke. And they just keep saying hurtful things and more hurtful things. They put the person down. They mock them in their intelligence. They mock them in this. And everything goes on fine for a while. And then they reach the point where he or she has had enough and they're out of there. And they're like, what happened? What did I do? I didn't do anything. It's not you didn't do anything today, but you've done it for years leading up to this point. And they just it's not them, it's you who have, or in this case, it's the person who has invested hurtful words into their partner, or into their friend, or into the, you know, whatever the relationship is. I have a relationship with my dog. He doesn't receive hurtful words. I can say, you can call him stupid all you want. He won't even doesn't even react to it. He still loves me. But not so with people. Not so with people. You can, if you invest negative things into other people, even if you're joking, it's called foolish jesting in the Bible. Even if you're joking, it can be over a period of time, it can accumulate, and all of a sudden the person is fed up. You know, they've had the limit. It's just over. And you don't know what's happening. Your head's spinning because you don't know why they're doing or acting the way they're acting. It's because of years of the way they've been treated. Proverbs 21:19, better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Or man. Or man. In other words, the wilderness is where nobody is. Out there in the wilderness, nobody's out there. It's better to be alone than to be with somebody who's contentious and angry all the time. Because all they're doing is filling your heart and mind with negative things. Negative things. And eventually that's going to reach the point. A contentious person is unhappy on the inside. The reason they're so contentious, the reason they're so angry, is because they're not happy on the inside. They don't have the joy of the Lord. And they take it out on others. Once again, if you had a dog, you would kick it, and it'd still love you. But you cannot kick a person over and over and over again and expect down the road that there's not going to be some reaping where you sowed. This is what, you know, when you're building a relationship with someone, you have to be aware of all this stuff. And realize that it's so important to be edifying to your partner, even though it's fun to make jokes and it's fun to do that. And some of that is good, some of that's in its place. But over a period of time, you know, you don't want to produce within a person somebody who's going to react eventually. Husbands have a great responsibility to love their wives as Christ loved the church and to invest in them not negative things but positive things, to cultivate them, to help them enjoy life, to help them receive God's peace and so forth. There are many categories of negative speech, accusations, condemnations, blame, insults, disapproval, as we mentioned, foolish jesting, unkind, harsh words, not according to truth. And even ignoring.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist.